Hi, welcome to the Hello Joy podcast, where we discuss life in our 20s, relationships and love, faith and self-care, and all the shower thoughts. I'm your host, Danielle Joy Robinson, and I'm ready to get into this episode, so let's get into it. Today, we are going to be talking about things that I'm unlearning and training my brain to do. So the first thing is I'm unlearning how to approach dating and relationships. So usually I'm used to fear of not being ready or prepared for a relationship. And I still am, obviously. I'm actively trying to train my brain to think in other ways. But specifically, I have a fear of my singleness, and I guess I have a fear of being content in my singleness season and not taking the appropriate steps to be prepared for a relationship when that does come my way. And I have to understand that I'm not going to figure it out all the way. And I actually do think that a lot of the healing and growth process happens in a relationship. So I have to keep reminding myself that I could only do so much here in my singleness, but once I'm in it, that's when I get ready, right? And I don't think anyone is ever ready or prepared to be in a relationship. You get ready when you're in it. And I think the same thing about, I just have this fear of self-sabotage and doubt once I'm finally in a healthy relationship. Because I can say I haven't really experienced a very healthy relationships in the past. So I have this fear, and I was talking to my friends about this the other day, that I have this fear that once I get into a healthy relationship and say this is my forever partner, the person I'm supposed to be with, the love of my life, and I almost self-sabotage in a way by having doubt that this is the right person for me, or it's too good to be true type scene, you know, and I don't want to be that way, but because my brain is so conditioned to think that and experience that, since I've literally just experienced it, it's almost instinctual for me to feel that way. And since my last relationship, which has been over a year ago now, I have been on dates with I don't know how many guys, not a lot. That made it sound like it was a lot. It's not, I promise. But, and if it was, it would be fine. But no, okay. Anyway, I don't want to like shame. But the dates that I have been on with guys and it starts to go well and I get into a quote unquote talking stage, I automatically start fearing and having doubt because I expect the worst. Like I expect it to not end well. And so far, none of them have ended. Not that they haven't ended well, but they just haven't turned out to be the right thing for me. Because that's the end result. It seems to be the end result always, based off my history. I, by nature, expect that because that's all I've known. So I'm trying to unlearn that. I'm trying to train my brain to fully embrace healthy relationships, cultivating deep connections with men. Ugh, I don't know. That just like maybe what? Sorry, I didn't mean to scoff there, but saying that out loud sounded gross to me. But I do want to cultivate a healthy relationship with them, I guess. And then I also kind of have a fear of reverting to old habits, I guess, or having the healing and growth process reversed once I'm faced with conflict in a relationship. I think everyone has that. I think that's a natural fear that we all have, that, you know, you go through a heartbreak and then you heal for so long and then you finally get into something right and you fear that all that healing is just going to go away. But within all of those doubts and those thoughts, I think we just have to trust ourselves and truly believe that we have come a long way and growth is not linear. So it's okay if we do slip up, but just trusting that you got this. It's okay. It's all love. And the last thing about the dating thing, the unlearning dating habits, not only do I feel the need to be nonchalant and on guard talking to men, but I by nature just am. And it's not all men, but what I have realized and noticed is that if I am on guard talking to you, then you're not my person, because I realize that I have actually experienced being in a relationship where I was on guard at first and then I softened up a ton, and I've never experienced the soft side of myself before until then. And I realized that that is a big part of me that I actually really enjoy being, and I like who I am when I'm soft, and I want to be a soft girl. I want to be nurtured. I want to be handled with care, like I talked about in my last episode. I want to be valued and seen and heard, and I want to be able to show my emotions without feeling judged or weak. So I want to really truly unlearn being nonchalant. And I've talked about the chalantness, guys. I think it was last episode I said be chalant. I want to be more chalant. I mean, I think I am as a, like, generally as a person, I'm pretty straightforward and confident, but when it comes to guys where I feel a slight intimidation, I'm now nonchalant. So yeah, I want to unlearn that though, because I want to truly be myself. And I think that soft part of myself is me. I don't think I'm this hard person, and some individuals bring that out in me, unfortunately. But I want to be able to just stay true to who I am and not code switch and just be me. Okay, the next thing I'm learning, perfectionism. Woo, yikes. I know you heard me when I said that, and I know you felt attacked. I did too. Letting go, I need to let go of the obsession to be right. Yikes. To be right, to get it right, and to have it all together. That's just gotta go. It's gotta go. I'm a human. Humans are not perfect. If anything, we're imperfect beings, and we mess up, we make mistakes, we fall down, and those are all okay things to do, because that's what we're supposed to do, and I have to be okay with that. No amount of self-help books and seeking wise counsel and deep intellectual conversations will make me into this perfect being that has it all together. It's just not gonna work. I have to understand that as a Christian girly, I serve a God who fearfully and wonderfully made me in his image, and I don't have to stress about my insecurities. I've released them. They're gone. And my insecurities, my anxieties, my fears, they're released. I don't have to worry about those things, because there is a God who is all powerful and can take control and hold of those things that are bounding me. Yeah, I don't need to talk more about that. So next, I need to unlearn what I thought adult friendships would be. Now, this is something that is occurring in my life right now. I'm freshly 22 and I'm going through friend transitions, kind of feeling stuck. I don't feel sad. There's not a sadness, because I feel like it's a genuine, how do I explain it? I feel like it's just an inevitable way of life. It's an wow. Can you speak, girl? You okay? It's an inevitable process that I think we all have to go through, and that we went through in every stage of life. And I don't think we think about that often, but if you think about it, okay, take a shot for how many times I just said think in the last minute. But if you think about it, when we were in elementary school, elementary to middle school to high school to college, every single one of those transitions into a new era, if not the new era, but even within that era, from grade to grade, if you think about it, you are probably not friends with those people anymore. And you weren't friends with the same people you were the year before. You met new people, you let some people go. that's just the way things are. And unfortunately, when it comes to educational spaces that you attend every day, it's difficult to bring those friendships outside of that educational space, because that's where it was bred. That's where you have the most relatability. That's where you have the same or similar routines. So they become proximity relationships and friendships, which is great and it's fine. And sometimes those people are meant to be there for you in those moments because that's what they were there for in the beginning. And sometimes if it's just not a deep enough connection to graduate with you outside of college and into your adulthood, then that's okay too. I'm not saying you shouldn't fight for it. I think if you want to, you should. But I also think you should be okay with having friends that you just see once every couple of months. I have friends from high school, a couple of friends from high school I only see once every couple of months or once a month. We don't feel an obligation or responsibility to see each other more than that, because we are fulfilled based off of that one interaction that we have every couple of months or every other month. And I feel like the friendships that you had in college going into adulthood, I think it's okay to place them in that category of seeing you once every couple of months, as opposed to seeing you every other day or every week, because they're just not in the same situation you were before. And I think I mentioned this in my last episode where I talked about being stagnant and learning to be okay with the growth process. Because if you were stagnant with all your friendships, then how are you going to expect yourself to grow at all as a person? Who you surround yourself with, what you consume, the things that you do on a daily basis, like these are all experiences that are going to shape you. And if you're continuing to have the same and only people that you've had forever, you're not going anywhere. And you want to go somewhere. I don't know about you, but I want to go somewhere. I want to thrive. I want to be in spaces where I'm aligned with similar individuals, people who are like-minded. So, yeah, I want to unlearn what I thought adult friendships would be, because it's just not the same. It isn't. And I think that that's okay. Also, if we're close and you're listening to this, I'm not referring to you, and I so appreciate and value our friendship. You don't need to fear or have doubt that I'm talking about you. If there was an issue, it would have been brought up. I promise you that. But it's okay. I think we should be more intentional about spending time with one another as adults. We have different schedules. I think it's even more fun to be intentional about planning and having quality time with one another. It actually makes it way more fun. Me and my friend Amaria, she just got married in September, married girl. She's also my nail tech. Go follow her, Manny's by Mari on Instagram, best nail tech in Minnesota. Just a quick little plug. Hey girl, if you're listening. Anyway, we've been friends since we were 7 or 8, I think, and it's third grade, and we were super close between 3rd and 6th grade, because I went to the same school, and then I moved schools after 6th grade. So between middle school and high school, we were still very close. Every time we saw each other, it was just like it was before when we were in elementary school. But we didn't see each other as often because, you know, we're in different high schools now. That's just the way things are. But because we have such a close bond, when we got to college, even though we went to different colleges, we still remained close. And now that we're done with college, we're still very close. And I would say that our friendship is the best it's ever been right now, because we're very intentional about spending time with one another and being active in our friendships, being proactive in our friendships. So I think it's way more fun to do that. It's something to look forward to. And I'm not going to tell you what you should or shouldn't feel, but I don't want to feel like I have to maintain certain friendships that I had in different seasons. It's unsustainable. Okay, next. I am unlearning how I thought Christians were supposed to act and how my relationship with God is supposed to look like. Now, I don't have anything written in my bullet points under that note, so I don't have a ton to say on that, but they're I don't want to get too into it right now, because I think this deserves its own episode. But there are stereotypes about Christians. From non-Christians, there are stereotypes about Christians. And then as a Christian, there are stereotypes about other Christians. And as I'm growing up and encountering more and more people of faith and not of faith, I'm realizing that there really is no play-by-play about how it is you're supposed to act. Now, let me take that back. The Bible is the rule book. But what I thought about how we as Christians are supposed to act in the world is not playing out like I'm seeing it. So I really just have to have some discernment and be intentional about hearing God so that I can act in my relationship with Him in the way that He wants me to. And because I think that if I try to follow what this other Christian's doing, it's not going to work for me because they have a different relationship with God than I do. So, yeah. Next one. I am unlearning what productivity looks like. So, the season that I'm in right now, if you're new here, I'm freshly graduated from college. I graduated in January in South Africa, wild. And I'm currently employed, but part-time, like super part-time. And I've noticed that this season I'm in is calling me to rest. Amen. Amen. Can I get an amen in the back? Yeah. So to be honest, I'm in one of my favorite seasons I've been in my life. That's a wild statement, and it still holds truth because I have worked so hard my entire academic career and in my friendships and relationships and my family and my extracurriculars, my activities, my hobbies. I've worked so hard and now I get to rest. It's liberating to be able to sit and just appreciate some of the things that I went through, the things that I did and accomplished. I still have to walk in May, so that's going to be even more liberating, walking across the stage and getting my diploma. And that's really going to encapsulate and kind of have an end chapter to this season. But what I don't want to do is try and be someone I'm not in this season based off of what I see around me and the expectations that I think people have of me. And then when I look back at this season, I don't want to regret not appreciating the rest, if that makes sense. I want to appreciate it as I'm in it, and I want to appreciate it when I'm out of it. I know I won't be in this phase forever, so I really want to soak it in, being able to wake up and not have to go to school or write a speech or a paper, take tests, and work a full-time job. I have the privilege, it's a privilege, to not have to pay rent right now, living with my parents, happily living with my parents. And I want to be able to, I've been receiving certain comments from people about me not working full time or not moving out right now. Girl, I'm doing me and I'm doing the best I can do. I don't have desire to move out right now. Is that wrong? I'm 22. Do I need to? Like, who's for, you know, do I need to pay $1,000 rent a month? I don't really think that that's the season I need to be in. I don't need to pay rent. So why would I switch up my routine just to go ahead and do that? I'm in a healthy situation living here. So if I felt like my mental health needed that, then I would make those moves. But I don't. And do I need a full-time job? Pretty sure you hate your job, right? Like, let's talk about that first. I think a lot of the comments come out of, I don't want to say envy, because I don't think they're envious of the season I'm in. Maybe they are, and that's not my responsibility. But I think what it comes out of is just, maybe it's envy. I don't know a better word to say, but I think it's just feeling like misery needs company. And I'm not saying these people are miserable, but a lot of what I'm hearing from recent grads is that they're not super interested in their profession right now, or their current situation, and they're projecting. And respectfully, I will listen to you, I will hear you, and if you want advice, I will give it, but it's not my season, so it's not really for you to comment on. And I don't want these comments to get into my head and then I do something drastic like move out or get a full-time job when I don't need to, when I literally can work the rest of my entire life, which I hope I don't, but I have all that time to actually do so. And then I look back and be like, dang, I had a whole 6 months, however long I have. Yeah, because I'm not in competition with anyone. So I have all this time of just rest, and I missed out on it because I wanted to be like everybody else. No. One thing I'm not going to do is be somebody else. It's just not worth it. It's not worth switching up just to please somebody else and be relatable in that sense. I'm in my early 20s. I'm thriving. I'm living. I'm doing me, being cute and all. Okay. I am unlearning what I thought I wanted to do in my life. And this is relatable to the last thing I said, but, and I don't have much to say about this, but I just want to say that it's okay to change your mind. And there's a lot of things going on in my mind right now as I am in my part-time season, and I'm job hunting for the future, for full-time, and just my career in general. But I'm like, do I want to work in media? Do I want to work in sports, social work, marriage and family? Like, I don't know if you guys know, but so I graduated with communication studies with a minor in psychology. And I worked with the Vikings this past season, which was a great opportunity. I loved it so much that I've applied to some other professional sports teams and in like marketing and communication areas, which I think would be great. But I'm also interested in radio and news broadcast. Well, radio and news broadcasting. So I have connections with NPR and WCCO. And then on the flip side, with my psychology minor, I'm so fascinated with marriage and family counseling specifically. So I'm thinking of maybe getting my marriage and family license and to be a therapist for couples. That is all over the place, girly. Yeah, you've got a lot to figure out, and I'm enjoying it, but I need to really unlearn what I thought I wanted to do, because I thought I wanted to be a radio broadcaster, and now I'm unsure. I'm still interested in all the things I just said, but it's okay to open your mind up to different things. One thing specifically, actually, that I have been thinking about is journalism, and the term journalism has always freaked me out. I can't tell you why. I'm unsure why. But journalism, I'm like, yikes, I don't want to be a journalist. Like, that takes a lot of effort and work. Anything anyone does really was probably going to be a lot of effort and work. But I'm just thinking journalism. But then I look at the criteria for to be a journalist, and I'm like, I did that. Oh, I've done that. Oh, I'm doing a podcast right now. I've worked at iHeartRadio. Like, yeah, you're qualified, babe. So I'm just saying all this to say, it's okay to change your mind, and I'm trying to unlearn what I thought I wanted to do so that my brain can create more space. If I'm so fixated on this one thing, my brain it won't allow me to waver and move around. And so I'm just going to allow my brain to create space for new opportunities and new interests, because we're forming new brain connections every single day. And I just want to allow myself to be able to do that wholeheartedly. Okay, last thing I'm unlearning. I'm unlearning how I thought I was being perceived. So I touched on this in the last episode, but no one is thinking about me in the way that I'm thinking about me. And God bless. Because if other people thought about me the way that my brain likes to trick me, I would be doomed. It would be such a hurtful place to be in. but I just have to unlearn that, and I want to be myself fully and wholeheartedly. And that's honestly the only way I'm choosing to live moving forward. I'm exhausted with trying to live up to other people's expectations or thinking that someone else, stick with me here. I'm exhausted with thinking about how other people think about me, and therefore I act based off of what they think I think they're thinking about me, if that makes sense. I don't know if it did. It didn't really sound like it, but you know what I'm trying to say. I don't want to get to a place where I don't feel like I know who I am anymore, because I'm only acting off of how... I don't want to act off of people's projections of me. So what you think about me is not my problem. Period. All right. Well, that's all I have for you guys this week. A little bit of a shorter episode, but I hope you enjoyed. And let me know. I'm going to post a thing on Instagram after I post this, but I want to know some other topics that you guys want to hear about. I'm going to have a guest soon, and I want to know what you guys think we should talk about, you know, two people. So yeah, love you guys. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Stay blessed.